Imagine a world where the land that once nourished your family and community can no longer yield the crops you need to survive. A world where the rains don't come or come too much and the crops wither away. That is the reality of climate change and its impact on food security. Welcome to the Climate Plate, where we explore the intersection of climate change on food security. I am your host, Kelly Sandra Berinui. Today, we are discussing the impacts of climate change on food security. Joining me are two special guests, Mr. Bainkong Nelson, a local farmer, and Mr. Kenyane Samaki Emil, an agricultural expert. Climate change is affecting every aspect of our lives, including the food we eat. Rising temperatures, changing precipitation patterns, and extreme weathers are hindering the way we grow, the way we produce, and the way we distribute food. Mr. Bainkong Nelson has been a farmer for close to 9 years. You are welcome to the Climate Plate, sir.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. You know, we have experienced more frequent drought and unpredictable rainfalls, which has really affected our crop yields and livelihood. We have had to adapt our farming practices to cope with these changes.
Mr. Nelson, can you describe how climate change has affected your farm's productivity and what challenges you are facing?
Alright, for this question, we have started using drought-resistant crops, varieties, and implementing conservation agricultural practices. These methods have helped us build stronger and resilient, and also to improve our yields.
What specific strategies have you adopted to adapt to climate change?
We have started using drought-resistant crops, varieties, and implementing conservation agricultural practices. These methods have helped us build a strong and resilient and also improve our yields.
So what would you like to share with our listeners about the impacts of climate change on food security from a farmer's perspective?
I would like to emphasize on the importance of supporting local farmers and also adopting climate resilient practices, because in all, every small action counts, and together we will be able to build a sustainable, resilient food system for the future.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bainkong Nelson, for sharing your insights with us. Now let's move on to Mr. Kenyane Samaki Emil, who is an agricultural expert from Meganga in the Adamawa region of Cameroon. So you are welcome to the Climate Plate. Sir, can you provide a broader perspective on the impacts of climate change on global security?
I can say that climate change can lead to extreme weather conditions, such as a drought and flood, thereby reducing agricultural yield and affecting food security. Secondly, it can lead to soil degradation, which can reduce soil fertility. Thirdly, it can lead to biodiversity loss, which can reduce the resilience of food system and create famine. Four, it can lead to conflict related to natural resource management, which can affect the food security of vulnerable population.
What role do you think climate resilient agriculture can play in addressing food security challenges?
Let us remember that resilient agriculture play an important role in food security by enabling food system to withstand climate change. It also improves productivity, protects the environment, and reduces negative impact on soil, water, and biodiversity.
So what recommendations would you like to make to governments and local authorities to address the impact of climate change on food security?
Regarding the strategy to propose to the government and local authority to address the impact of climate change on food security, I will say that we need training, because the more specialists we have, the less will we suffer. We need to invest in agroecology. For me, this is the right way to save food security. Thank you for this rich exchange.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ken Yane Samaki Emil, for sharing your valuable insights with us today. As we conclude this episode, I would like to leave you with these words of hope. Despite the challenges posed by climate change, there are many solutions and innovators working to build a more resilient food system. Together, we can create a world where everyone has access to nutritious food. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening in to The Climate Plate. This podcast was produced by Tabe Ashu Darlington with contributions from Endum Sullivan, Mary Tatenda, and Bernice Nkiasi, under the supervision of Dr. Manzi Vincent and Gongson Jean-Marie. We had technical assistance from Chris Black's Mindset. At the anchor, I am Kelly Sandra Berinwe. Until next time, bye-bye.